DeepEnglish.com.
The United States recently elected a president against all odds. Who recently elected a president? The United States recently elected a president. Did they elect a president against all odds? Yes, they elected a president against all odds. No one thought a billionaire reality TV star with no political experience could win, but he did. Did a billionaire reality TV star with lots of political experience win? No, a billionaire reality TV star with lots of political experience didn't win. A billionaire reality TV star with no political experience won. There's a famous quote that says, "In a democracy, people get the leaders they deserve." Does the quote say, "In a democracy, leaders get the people they deserve"? No, the quote doesn't say, "In a democracy, leaders get the people they deserve." The quote says, "In a democracy, people get the leaders they deserve." But in this presidential election, the person with the most votes didn't win. Did the person with the most votes win? No, the person with the most votes didn't win. The U.S. chooses its president through an antiquated process called the Electoral College. Does the U.S. choose its president through a modern process? No, the U.S. doesn't choose its president through a modern process. It chooses its president through an antiquated process. What is this antiquated process called? This antiquated process is called the Electoral College. The history of the Electoral College dates back to the beginning of the United States. What dates back to the founding of the United States? The history of the Electoral College dates back to the founding of the United States. The Founding Fathers chose the Electoral College system for different reasons. Who chose the Electoral College system? The Founding Fathers chose the Electoral College system. One reason was to try to balance the power between states with bigger and smaller populations. What kind of power were they trying to balance? They were trying to balance the power between states with bigger and smaller populations. States with large numbers of non-voting slaves worried they would be bullied by states with larger populations of white voters. Were states with large populations of non-voting slaves worried? Yes, states with large populations of non-voting slaves were worried. Were they worried they would be bullied? Yes, they were worried they would be bullied. Were they worried they would be bullied by slaves? No, they weren't worried they would be bullied by slaves. They were worried they would be bullied by states with larger populations of white voters. Nowadays, the Electoral College uses a system of 538 points, called electoral votes, which decides the winner. How many points does the Electoral College use now? The Electoral College uses 538 points. What are these points called? These points are called electoral votes. Each of America's 50 states is given a certain number of these points based on its size. What are the points based on? The points are based on the state's size. The bigger the state, the more points it's worth. Are smaller states worth more points? No, smaller states aren't worth more points. Bigger states are worth more points. The candidate with the most votes in each state gets all of that state's points, so it's all or nothing. Does the candidate with the most votes get some of the state's points? No, the candidate with the most votes doesn't get some of the state's points. The candidate with the most votes gets all of the state's points. Is it all or nothing? Yes, it's all or nothing. This Electoral College system creates many different imbalances in the voting process. What creates many different imbalances in the voting process? This Electoral College system creates many different imbalances in the voting process. For example, the state of California, with a population of 37 million, is worth 55 points. How many people live in California? 37 million people live in California. How many points is it worth? It's worth 55 points. Wyoming, on the other hand, with a mere 563,000 people, is only worth 3 points. How many people live in Wyoming? 563,000 people live in Wyoming. How many points is it worth? It's worth 3 points. If you do the math, you find out that each point in Wyoming represents 187,000 people, while each point in California represents 677,000 people. Does each point in Wyoming represent 187,000 people? Yes, each point in Wyoming represents 187,000 people. Does each point in California represent 677,000 people? Yes, each point in California represents 677,000 people. That means voters in Wyoming have 3.6 times the voting power of voters in California. Do voters in California have 3.6 times the voting power of people in Wyoming? No, voters in California don't have 3.6 times the voting power of people in Wyoming. Voters in Wyoming have 3.6 times the voting power of people in California. This state-by-state electoral college point system sometimes creates a situation where a candidate can get the most votes on a national level, but get fewer electoral college points. Can this state-by-state point system create a situation where a candidate can get the most votes on a national level, but get fewer electoral votes? Yes, this state-by-state point system can create a situation where a candidate can get the most votes on a national level, but get fewer electoral votes. Hillary Clinton got 2 million more votes than Donald Trump, but she received fewer electoral college points. Who got 2 million more votes? Hillary got 2 million more votes. Who received more electoral college points? Donald Trump received more electoral college points. The same thing happened in the year 2000, when George Bush beat Al Gore with fewer votes, but more electoral college points. Did George Bush or Al Gore get more votes? Al Gore got more votes. Who got more electoral college points? George Bush got more electoral college points. In the end, the number of votes from real people doesn't always decide an election. Does the number of votes from real people always decide an election? No, the number of votes from real people doesn't always decide an election. Many people have complained that the Electoral College system is undemocratic and needs to change. What have people complained about? People have complained that the Electoral College system is undemocratic and needs to change. So why has this antiquated system stuck around for all these years? In 2012, Donald Trump said on Twitter, "The Electoral College is a disaster for a democracy." Who said the Electoral College is a disaster for a democracy? Donald Trump said the Electoral College is a disaster for a democracy. After his win in 2016, he unsurprisingly changed his tune. Trump now says the Electoral College is actually genius. What did Donald Trump say after he won? After he won, Donald Trump said, "The Electoral College is actually genius."